I was shocked and devastated. I was woken up by a phone call, actually from a news programme, breaking the news. I had no idea, no inkling, and it's obviously very sudden and very shocking. I mean, I have known Charles all my political life. I mean, he and I entered Parliament on the same day. We spent our entire 32 years together. He was best man at my wedding. He's godfather to one of my daughters. You know, a family friend and a colleague that I've spent the last 32 years sharing life with, of course. It's very, very sad to lose somebody like that.
So not just a political friendship, political relationship, but an actual friendship.
Well, yes, I think people forget, you know, that in politics there are friendships and there are families. In fact, I'm not making a political point here when I say the Liberal Democrats often say they're a family because we've been the smallest party, and by God we've been through some ups and downs, downs at the moment. It does actually bind you together in a way that perhaps the bigger parties don't always appreciate. But also, Charles was somebody who could look at politics from the outside. He was absolutely focused on it. He was a commentator as much as he was a player and loved talking to the other commentators and could look at what was going on in the other parties and look at our own party from the outside and sort of disengage. And that was a huge strength. And I think it's why he was able to talk to people in ways that made him very approachable, very accessible, made people feel he didn't talk like a politician. It wasn't glib sound bites. It wasn't pompous. It was a genuine guy saying what he thought about the issues of the day.
And there's been lots of tributes paid by people like Nicola Sturgeon and Nick Clegg. What's been your reaction to hearing those, and what do you think his reaction would be to hearing those?
He would probably make a joke about it. He would be taken aback. As I say, he was self-deprecating. The one thing he never was pompous. He didn't like being called chat show Charlie, and by the way, he never called himself Charlie. He was Charles. And to his friends, he was Charles. And I think that the point thing about him is that he did take the things that mattered to him seriously and believed in them. But at the same time, he always saw the funny side, and he always wanted people to take a bit of perspective. So it's kind of that lovely blend of serious analysis with warmth, wit, humour that makes it much more approachable. I think many of us admire that, because sometimes we are so focused on what matters to us, we perhaps obsess or get too carried away, and we lose that sense of humour and perspective. Charles always retained that sort of detachment that I think made him genuinely popular.
And I mean, a lot of people have been saying that it's going to be a big loss to politics, a huge gap. Do you think that's right?
Well, I certainly do believe that Charles had a lot to give in different contexts. He'd lost his seat. That was very hurtful. But then most of my colleagues lost their seats. But I think he had a lot to offer Scotland in this debate, because Scotland has not resolved this matter, and we need thoughtful contributors, and Charles would have been one of them. He's passionate about Britain's membership of the EU. He's been a member of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, which is a Europe-wide body, loved European politics, absolutely saw us as part of that international body, and would have wanted to speak out in the referendum campaign that's coming. I think we lose all of that because he had so much to bear and so much to bring. And it's not therefore just Liberal Democrat politics, but Scottish and British politics that I think lose a voice that's reason, warm, caring, considerate, witty, thoughtful. All of the things that I think the debate requires.
And I mean, there's been a little bit of mention about his struggles leading up to his death. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think he acknowledged himself that he had a drink problem. And I think the problem with anybody who has a drink problem is denial and withdrawal. And I think those of us who are close to him were aware of it. We tried to reach out to him, but it's always difficult. And what you saw was Charles on some days absolutely his own sparkling self. Other times he just withdrew. And I think many of us would have loved to have been able to perhaps help him more than we have been able to. But it requires the individual in concern to take that degree of responsibility, and I think it was difficult for him, but I mean he had so much to give. He gave so much, and I think we all recognise that, you know, the pressures possibly took their toll for somebody who is fundamentally a shy man in spite of his very extrovert manner.
And despite all of that, how would you like to remember him then?
I remember him as a friend and a colleague, somebody who I had a laugh with, somebody who was able to tease and remind us all that however passionate we are about things, we should always be able to laugh at ourselves. And that's what Charles always reminded us, I think.